The federal trial for the founder of the Peacemakers Militia, Francis Schaeffer Cox, and two militia members, Coleman Barney and Lonnie Vernon, continued in Anchorage today. Kyle Hopkins is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News and is covering the trial. He says the defense brought Cox to the stand yesterday and today, working to portray him as someone concerned about citizen and family safety, not a violent threat to law enforcement.
Today, I think what they're trying to do is they're just trying to hammer home this point that the origin of the militia was not one of aggression. I think we heard Cox say, make at least three references to Gandhi, you know, or comparing the militia to Martin Luther King or Nelson Mandela, or at least the philosophies of those people, and trying to portray the group as one that was not interested in bloodshed or attacking government authorities, but one that was like this protective force that wanted to achieve, that felt like there needed to be a new form of government, or that the current U.S. government was falling apart, but was not trying to, you know, hasten that by going to war with the government, but instead was going to kind of rise up, you know, after the collapse. And that whatever change that they would kind of affect themselves would be, you know, through nonviolent means, through speaking or, coalition and stuff like that.
Is he being cross-examined by the prosecution today?
Yeah. And we've had about an hour maybe of cross-examination. And what that's looked like is this very aggressive attempt to discredit, you know, just to blow holes in Cox's credibility, to catch him in lies. For example, you know, the prosecutor is saying, come on, you didn't really have 35. You know, here we keep hearing you say in these speeches that you have 3,500 militiamen under your command, but that's not true, is it? You ought to knock another couple zeros off of that number. And he said, you know, he concedes, well, yeah, that was a bluff. You know, he concedes that that wasn't true, but he was kind of counting all the people and what he considers to be this, like, liberty movement in the state. So it's that kind of thing. They're playing clips in court right now where the jury is hearing him in these interviews where he's referring to everyone who's not, you know, in a militia or on the side of the government. Like, everyone in between is kind of inconsequential. They're the spoils of war. They're kind of this chattel that will just kind of go to the victor, you know, either the government, which in Cox's view is the tyrants, or kind of the heroes, which in his view is, you know, the militia members.
And how has Cox sort of emotionally weathered the cross-examination? Is he upset? Is he staying calm? How is his demeanor?
He's calm. He's been, you know, there's a reason that he was invited to speak so often, that he did so many radio interviews. He's well-spoken. He's, in his way, he's charismatic for sure. On the stand, he brings that confidence to the stand. One interesting thing today has been to see the prosecutor will ask him a question. He'll kind of answer it, but won't like the question. He'll ask a question back, you know, which is kind of challenging the prosecutor's authority. And then the prosecutor will just kind of ignore that question back. So there's been this kind of interesting exchange that you don't see very often in a courtroom, because everyone is, you know, because usually the defendant is really, really interested in playing by those rules.
Any surprises at all with Schaeffer Cox on the stand, Kyle?
No, I mean, this is someone who has kind of stood up and, you know, has taken court appearances as, you know, a venue to kind of put the system on trial, you know, that kind of thing. And it's nothing like that. I mean, there's a lot at stake for him. There's, you know, much of his life behind bars at stake for him. So he's, you know, there have been no outbursts. One thing that he does that I imagine might be compelling is that he kind of, you know, he will often speak directly to the jury. When he's answering questions, he's, you know, you can tell he's kind of looking to make a connection with the jurors at times.
Do you get any sort of a sense about how this may affect the outcome of the trial, having him on the stand?
It's hard to say. I mean, you could put yourself in the shoes of the jury, and you could imagine that at times both sides are scoring points. The defense, of course, is trying to show that, look, for all their talk, these guys weren't actually going to do anything. It's hard to guess how a jury's going to, what they're going to be swayed by.
Kyle Hopkins is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.